talking about running after things and the tide moving and all this kind of thing, the tide of the advancing, receding hairline could actually have a solution to this here, because there's a wonderful thing being written up. It's in New Scientist this week. I spotted this. And there's a company called Restoration Robots based in Mountain View in California. And they've come up with a robot that can be used to do hair transplants. Now, the way in which you normally do a hair transplant is that an experienced surgeon would go to a hairier bit of your head and take a strip of scalp, usually about 15 centimetres long by about a centimetre wide, complete with hair. Then they take that out and put it in a dish, stitch the bit of head together that they took the scalp from so that you've got an invisible line there, and then you go to your donor bit of scalp and extract painstakingly each of the hair follicles from it and then re-implant them in hair-sparse bits of your scalp to give the impression of a full head of hair again. And the whole process is very laborious. It takes about 10 hours, and during that entire time, of course, the patient is awake. You do it under local anaesthetic, but it's painstaking and painful for the patient and for the surgeon. That's where this robot comes in. It does the whole procedure in half the time, just 5 hours. It uses laser guidance to home in with a hollow needle on individual hair follicles, which it plucks out and then immediately repositions them. Once it's got a big clutch of them, it repositions them on the head automatically. So it's much better for the patient because you only have to be immobilised for about half the time.
I wonder if it would actually work. It sounds rather fantastical to me. We're listening to The Naked Scientist. This week we're talking about microbes and the creatures that live on us and in us. So if you've got any questions at all, then do drop us a line. chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.